As we prepare for our long Independence Day weekend, it's a good idea to take a moment this week to celebrate the independent businesses in our communities. The ones that make Greater Cincinnati a better place to work, play, and live. Independence Week is an event started by the Greater Cincinnati Independent Business Alliance that helps you, the consumer, connect and engage with people from all over the area and to support and learn about local independent businesses. The event also benefits local business owners by helping them generate new customers and increase customer loyalty. I spoke with Kayla Alton, events planner for CINBA, to find out more about Independence Week. Kayla, you are the events planner for CINBA, is that correct?
I am, yes.
Tell me a little bit about Independence Week.
Well, Independence Week is an opportunity for us as a community, us being Greater Cincinnati, to celebrate independent businesses in the Greater Cincinnati area and all that they do for Cincinnati. So a lot of, I don't know about you, but a lot of my favorite places to go, my favorite restaurants, bars, etc., are owned by people in the community. And that's something that makes Cincinnati unique. That's something that makes any city unique, is the independent businesses in the area. And so we want to have a week to celebrate them and also to educate the people in Greater Cincinnati just about the various benefits of buying local over buying from chain stores, and all the impacts that has on our community, be it economic, environmental, social, political, etc.
Sure. I was just yesterday talking to my kids and trying to help them understand that when you buy from a local store, that money stays in the community, whereas when you buy
right.
from a company that's owned by, let's say, a corporation, that money might go to another city, another state, or even another country.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. And then my job as an event planner is to bring together these business owners and the community, and to really spark an enthusiastic pro-local culture. I guess that's kind of my go-to term, but I really mean it, in that I just want to generate enthusiasm about these businesses and buying local.
Tell me about some of the events that are going on this week.
Well, we started Independence Week with a launch party at Ank's Coffee House. It was open several years ago, and the owner has decided he wants to reopen Ank's Coffee House and give it a little twist. So that was in Walnut Hills. We just had a celebration to kick off this Independence Week with craft beer, food from Fireside Pizza, and then it was just kind of like a big adult party, and there's a lot of different speakers. The founder and director of CINBA kind of gave a few speeches, and Vice Mayor David Mann gave a speech, and then the Walnut Hills Redevelopment Foundation presented the owner, Ron Robondo, with a Thrive grant that is quite a large sum of money. I believe is $10,000 to support him in opening up or reopening his coffee house. And then Wednesday, July 2nd, we're just going to have a small trivia night at Listerman's Brewery in Norwood. And if you bring in a receipt from one of our participating businesses, then you get your first beer on us. So there's three events throughout the week. We're ending the week with something I'm really excited about. It's a neighborhood cash mob in Oakley. I don't know what you know about cash mobs, but the idea, very literal, the idea is to go to a certain area and mob those independent businesses with your cash. And the idea behind that is to create a little bit of short-term revenue, but also this is going to be in Oakley. So say somebody comes and they step foot in a store they've never been in before, this gives them an opportunity to do so, to kind of explore. But say they step in and they're like, oh, I really like this place, I need to come back.
So a cash mob, I'm yeah. picturing that closing scene in It's a Wonderful Life where people are just streaming in and dropping dollars into
right.
the hat. Is that's kind of the idea?
So how that works is we'll have people meet at Habits Cafe, and we have a booth with all our materials and some bingo cards. And the bingo cards have, in the squares, the name of a participating business in Oakley. And so shoppers can get the bingo card, a map of the participating businesses, and kind of go through Oakley Square and a little bit past that. And once they make a bingo, then they can submit their bingo card for to enter into a prize raffle drawing. And then also we'll give a prize to the biggest local lover. So that's the person that spends at the most locations. And then our biggest spender is the person that spends the most. So we'll do that based on the receipts that they submit. All those drawings are going to be an after mob, as we call it, at 3 p.m. on Saturday, July 5th at Ascension Tea House.
Could you give me a short list, if you could, of some of the businesses that are involved in this Independence Week?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, Habits Cafe, Ascension Tea House, Aglanese's Brothers, Astute Furniture, and then we have Loesch Hardware, Madison Print Shop, Oak Tavern, Confetti Cats, King Arthur's Toys, the Spotted Goose, Trend Boutique. They are actually offering a 15% discount for all shoppers with bingo cards. And then Confetti Cats is offering a 10% off discount for all shoppers with bingo cards.
So not only are they all kind of centrally located along Madison Road in Oakley,
right,
but you have everything from a bar and a restaurant to a store that specializes in toys, so it's really available for pretty much any need you could think of.
Exactly.
My thanks to Kayla Alton, events planner for the Greater Cincinnati Independent Business Alliance. For more information about Independence Week, including a list of events and participating businesses, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.